You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, tell me right now, what makes somebody sexy?
According to this research, being good with money, essentially. This whole survey online talking about the things you find sexy, and they don't just flat out say having a lot of money. They couch it as having a savings account is sexy. So if you're looking for somebody for Valentine's Day tomorrow. Other things on the list, so it was having a savings account, not having any debt, having a five-year plan, and having life insurance. Those are the things that people are looking for right now. And, you know, I kind of fall into that camp in a roundabout way. When I was out in the dating world, I found it extremely attractive if somebody had a high credit score. And there was something about that, that they were smart with their money, they knew how to manage money, they've got a little bit of a plan, and to me, that is extremely attractive. You're not all willy-nilly out there with, you know, massive amounts of debt and spending like crazy. It's smart to hook up with somebody like that.
I know you've got great hair.
Yeah.
And I know you've got a wonderful figure, but your FICO score.
800? Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
turn
queen.
Turn me on with that FICO score.
Yes, queen.
Ooh.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think so.
I had a friend of mine who said that she was dating a guy for a while. She used to work with us years ago. And she said they started having conversations about getting married. And he said, well, I'd be happy to marry you. He says, but you got to pay off all your debt first. She's like, what? He goes, yeah, you've got debt with this, this, and this. She's like, oh, all right. So she spent, I think it was like the next year and a half, just paying off her debt. And then they got married.
There you go. Yes. You're not going to take that burden on, you know, when you get married.
It's kind of
interesting. That's a smart way to live, I think. I really do.
Well, sure.
I really, really do.
Well, sure. So, you know, as you're heading out into the dating world, maybe get your financial house in order before you...
Does anybody really have a five-year plan now that I keep looking at this? I mean, I feel like I've got a future plan, but I wonder how many people actually really dig in and have some sort of 5 to 10 year plan.
Oh, few. Very few.
Very few is probably right.
I think a lot of people have a one-week plan. So.
As you look at the amount of credit card debt in this country.
Yeah.
In the trillions, but yeah.
You know, and even the, you know, having a savings account that pays, what do savings accounts pay these days? Do they work their way up to 1% yet?
Just like a basic savings? Yeah, like 1%. I mean, you can throw it in
a high yield. You need to go out there and get you one of those 5.35
damn
CDs.
Straight. That's where you need your money.
Anyway, good luck as you head out into the dating world with your 602 FICO score.
602. Give me a 700.
That's why I'm saying good luck.
Oh, good luck. Gotcha.
If you've got a 602,
yeah, okay,
then good luck. Went out and surveyed 2,000 people, and they said, when you're sick, who would you rather, how would you rather handle that? Would you want somebody to be there to take care of you, or would you prefer to be left all alone? I'm an alone person. I don't want anybody even in the house when I'm sick. I'm not
really
a good sick person because... I'm mad because neither Jer nor I get sick very often, but I know when I do, like once a year, once every year and a half, I just get mad about it because I'm like, I just don't have time for this nonsense. But no, I don't want people waiting on me. I'm like, let me just be off by myself.
Okay.
And that was 53% of women would rather be left alone, but only 47% of men. So what they're correlating out of all of this is that men are bigger babies than women when they're sick. And I don't think anyone who's listening would argue with this.
It's a tale as old as
time. Because even though I don't feel like I'm a big baby, I recognize it in other dudes. And get a load of this. Guys are much more likely to want their mommy to take care of them when they're sick.
Oh, mommy!
We're talking grown-ass men here.
It is funny, if I am sick, you know, I'll text my mom and let her know, and she always, you know, fires back with the typical, eat your soup, do the orange juice, take your vitamin C, and there's something comforting about
43%
that.
43% believe that their mother would take better care of them. This is men we're talking about.
Well, yes.
43% think their mother would take better care of them than their significant other. Do you fall into that camp?
Not anymore. No, Nick Nack takes, but I'm, you know, I will say that I fall into camp big baby. I'm a big baby. When I get sick, I whine around. I need to be catered to. And just last night, I was feeling under the weather again last night when we were at an event, and I ended up leaving and probably 45 minutes early and just going and sitting in the car outside. I disappeared for a bit just because I wasn't feeling well, and then I texted Nicole. I was like, I'm out in the car. I don't feel good. And then I would text her every 5 minutes. Are you guys done yet? I want to go home. I feel like I'm going to throw up. And there I was sitting like a creeper out in the car last night.
Why didn't you just take an Uber home?
Well, it's funny because the place we were at was approximately like 4 minutes from our house.
Oh, my God.
I probably could have just rode home and then came back. Picked him up later. But no, I sat in the car because I needed sympathy.
On top of all of this, to just kind of put the, kind of cross the T and dot the I on all this, men are much more likely, according to this, and this is, by the way, a survey of both men and women. Guys are much more likely to announce to the world when they're sick.
Yeah,
they have
exactly.
to let everybody know, including posting on social media, I'm sick.
My tummy hurts. not
the thing
again.
Is, every single stat that I've shared here, there's not one person, male or female, who's surprised by any of this.
Nah, guys are babies, man.
Dudes are just be. I wonder why this would be a really good, maybe that's an anthropology type of study or something. Some sort of human nature study about it has to be evolutionary somehow about why men are bigger babies when they're sick.
Yeah,
they're
I don't know.
They're supposed to come across, you know, stereotypically, you know, the stereotype is that, you know, big, brawny, tough men or whatever until they get a little sniffle and then suddenly they just can't handle
it. Can't do it.
What is it in about our, you know, throughout our evolution that has made us that way?
It's like being pampered. Mom pampered us growing up. It's like being back in the womb, you know. I've still got a bit of a headache right now. I actually might text Nicole and let her know that I still have a little bit of a headache.
Honey, I don't feel good. Yeah, but, you know, it's like not, it's, you know, 20,000 years ago, you know, guys out hunting, you know, woolly mammoths or whatever, they didn't. You know, they couldn't, like, have people feel sorry for them when they were sick. This almost seems like something that's just in the last 100 years, maybe.
Well, we don't know. I guess I was
something
I stubbed my toe.